This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. Today I'm joined by Rod Benson. G'day, Rod.
Hi, Simon.
Good to have you in, Rod. Rod Benson is an ethicist and public theologian with the Tinsley Institute based at Morlin College in Sydney, having previously pastored Baptist churches in Queensland and New South Wales. He writes regularly on ethics and public affairs for print and online publications, and his social and political commentary airs on Sunday nights on Sydney radio station 2CH. Well, today, Rod, we're going to talk about a very controversial and highly emotive topic, euthanasia. The debate around these end-of-life issues and euthanasia has been hotting up in recent times. Rod, it really is an issue that brings out strong emotions, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, any life and death situations and families and friends that are considering their own loved ones as people who are, you know, facing death or facing terminal illness even, raises a number of emotional issues for people. They're worried about what the future holds for their friends or their family member. They're worried about what that might mean for themselves as an extended family perhaps. And then there are other sort of more existential questions about life and death issues, hope, futility, all sorts of things like that.
Mm. It seems to me there's sometimes confusion about what euthanasia is. So I wonder if we could start by looking at this, at how you would define euthanasia. I know there's a few different ways of expressing this.
Well, there are two main distinctions to be made. One is that there is what we call active euthanasia, and then there is passive euthanasia. And then there is also what's called voluntary and involuntary euthanasia. And then there is also something known as the withdrawal of treatment, which sometimes is seen as euthanasia, sometimes it's couched in euthanasia terms, but that is, in fact, is quite a different thing. Withdrawal of treatment is simply the removal of the medical technology or the care that's being given to a patient, allowing them to die a natural death when they're in terminal illness.
Okay, so can you unpack some of those other things? So you said voluntary and
sure.
Non-voluntary, active, passive.
Active euthanasia is the thing that we most hear about in terms of euthanasia. It's, I guess, the general term for the deliberate killing of another person by either an act, a medical act or some other kind of act that leads to the death, or by the omission of something that's keeping someone alive.
And so the idea is to help them end their life so that they don't go on suffering in some horrible way.
Yeah, the point of it is to allow them to die in an active sense, to avoid some kind of pain or some kind of suffering, whether that's physical suffering or emotional suffering, because their life is deemed to be not worth living anymore.
Mm. And is there a difference in your mind, you seem to hint at this, between this idea of withholding treatment and administering a lethal dose or some other way of killing the person? You seem to think there's a big difference in those two things.
Yeah, in my view, there's a fundamental difference between those two things. One of them, the withdrawal of treatment, leads to natural death. Active euthanasia is something that is performed upon the patient or upon the person that's intended to kill them. It's intended to lead to death. That's why it's called active euthanasia.
The people who are in favour of euthanasia are usually wanting a compassionate end to alleviate terrible suffering. They're feeling that they need to free people from some sort of awful existence. Do you feel the emotional force of that argument?
I certainly recognise the emotional issues that are involved in this kind of thing, and it's very difficult to talk about these kinds of issues in the moment. When you have a loved one on a bed or attached to life support or something like this, and then the discussion comes or the decision is needing to be made, it's obviously much better to think about the issues and to make these kind of decisions ahead of time so that you know what you and your family intend or desire before the actual moment arrives, because often there are other factors involved in the situation when you're actually, you know, beside someone's bed as they're dying. And, of course, the person who's dying may not want euthanasia, and it may be beyond the time when they can choose for themselves whether or not they want to go ahead with the practice of euthanasia.
That's ethicist Rod Benson discussing the complex issues of euthanasia with Simon Smart.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.